ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Chapter 3, Karma Yoga, text number 23. Please repeat. Yadi hi aham na varteyam yatu Karmani Atendritaha Mama Vartma Anuvartante Manushaha Partha Sarvashaha Yadiyang Navarteyang Yadiyang Navarteyang Yatu karman yatendritaha Yatu karman yatendritaha Mama vadmanu vartante Manusha parta sarvashaha Yadi ahang nate varteyang karman yatendritaha Mama vartmanu vartante Manusha parta sarvashaha Yadi ahang na varteyang Yatu karman yatendrita Mama vartmanu vartante Manusha parta sarvashaha Yadiyahang navarteyang Yatu karman yatendrita Mama vartmanu vartante Manusha parta sarvashaha Yadi ahang navarteyang Yatu karman yatandritaha Mama vartmanu vartante Manusha parta sarvashaha Yadi ahang navarteyang Yatu karman yatandritaha Mama vartmanu vartante Manusha parta sarvashaha Yadi ahang navarteyang Yatu karman yatandritaha Mama vartmanu vartante Manusha parta sarvashaha Yadi ahang navarteyang Yatu karman yatandritaha Mama vartmanu vartante Manusha parta sarvashaha. Somebody else, please. Yadi ahang navarteyang Yatu karman yatandritaha Mama vadmanu vartante Manusha parta sarvashaha. Anybody else likes to chant? Okay. Yadi, if he certainly, aham, I, na, do not, varteyam, thus engage, yatu, ever, karmani, in the performance of prescribed duties, atandritaha, with great care, mama, my, vartma, path, anuvartante, would follow, manushaha, all men, parta, O son of Prita, sarvashaha, in all respects. Translation. For if I ever failed to engage in carefully performing prescribed duties, O Partha, certainly all men would follow my path. Purport. In order to keep the balance of social tranquility for progress in spiritual life, there are traditional family usages meant for every civilized man. Although such rules and regulations are for the conditioned souls and not Lord Krishna, because he descended to establish the principles of religion, he followed the prescribed rules. Otherwise, common man would follow in his footsteps, because he is the greatest authority. From the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is understood that Lord Krishna was performing all the religious duties at home and out of home as required of a householder. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Gnanjana Salakaya Chakshur Umilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitang Yena Bhutale Swayang Rupa Kadhamayang Dadhati Svapadantikang Vandehang Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalang Sri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Sri Rupang Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitang Tang Sajivang Sadvetang Savadutang Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devang Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitangscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Ebacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadhadar Srivasadi Ghora Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Yadi Ahang Na Vartayang Yatu Karmani Atandritaha Mama Vadmanu Vartante Manusha Partha Sarvashaha Manusha Partha Sarvaja, all men will follow my path. So we fall here in the middle of a discussion between Krishna and Arjuna. We basically are going from the second chapter where Arjuna surrendered to Krishna. Sijastaham saditvam mam prapanyam, that I am now a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. So Arjuna, He was arguing because he didn't want to fight, and he had so many arguments that, they are my brothers, they are my fathers. It's not good if we start killing everybody, then there will be no good progeny, because, you know, then the women, they will be, you know, without a husband. It's not good. Let me just, you know, take sannyas and start begging, you know, let me just forget about it. So many arguments he had, and then at some stage Krishna was defeating his arguments. He was saying, "No, Arjuna, you must do your duty. These men are they are already killed. Anyway, I'm mixing up things a little bit maybe, but he basically defeated his arguments, and he said, "You know, you're going to be forced to fight. Let me just refresh my mind." Basically said, you're a coward. It does not become you this kind of behavior. And then Arjuna surrendered. He said, okay, and I'm totally confused, you know, please tell me what to do. So there's some nice verses. I don't know if there's any Sankirtan devotees here, but one of my Sankirtan leaders or Sankirtan friends, he used to teach me these verses, and they're very nice, actually. Kutastva kasmalam idang visame samupastitang. This is from text number 2 from the second chapter. Anarya justam asvargyam akirti karum Arjuna. How have these impurities come upon you? They are not at all befitting a man who knows the value of life. They lead not to higher planets but to infamy. So he would say this when I was like totally mental, and then he would quote this verse. And then he would tell me to shape up and distribute some books. Klebyam masma gama partha ne tatvayu papajate kshudram ridhaya dharbalyam tvaktvastita parantapa. Do not yield to this degrading impotence. It does not become you. Give up such petty weakness of heart and arise, O chastiser of the enemy. So this Krishna was saying. And then Arjuna, he was again arguing, you know. He said, would better live in this world by begging, you know, than to live at the cost of the lives of great souls. And he just lost it. He said, Karpanya dosha pahata svabhavaha. I'm confused now. Because of miserly weakness, I'm being afflicted. And then Krishna, and I think it's the 10th verse. So then Krishna, that is 8, and then here he starts. Sijaste ham sadi mam tvam prapanyam. That is 2.7, that's the last sentence. That is a very important line. You should know that line. Sishyas means, siksha means disciple. And then Krishna starts to preach. You're not his body. And, you know, you go from Yovanam to youth to Kaumaram to kid. What is it? Kaumaram, Yovanam, Jara. From kid to youth to old age. You know, you're already reincarnating in this body, and tata deha antar, at the end of the deha, then you will get another praptir. You will get another prapti deha. What is it? Tata dehantara praptir. You will at the end you will obtain another body. At the end of this body you will obtain another body. So like that Krishna was preaching, and then he was saying that you should perform your prescribed duty. But then at the end, he said, and you should perform Buddha Yoga. You should use your intelligence. And then at the beginning of this chapter, Arjuna was confused. And I said it already a few times. But I think because we're reading it in the morning, I think the example of Bharat Maharaj is quite appropriate. I think already quite some devotees have pointed it out, that he was without association. He should have taken advice from his guru when he got too attached to the deer. But many times it's been stressed that he was just alone. And you have to be very staunch, like Dhruva Maharaj. Even Dhruva Maharaj wasn't very satisfied with his own behavior, you know. He felt at the end, when he reached perfection, he felt that he was asking the Lord for pebbles. So it was a little bit out of anger that he was going alone in the forest. So it's not really the ideal thing to do, actually. Prabhupada says we should not do like Dhruva Maharaj did. We should not, I don't know exactly which words Prabhupada used, but what it came down to, what I remember, it was that Prabhupada was saying that it was a little bit silly. And that's also what Dhruva Maharaj said about himself, that he shouldn't have done it. So also with Bharat Maharaj, he was all alone in the forest, and it's not so good. And that is what Arjuna is actually thinking, that Buddha Yoga, it's going alone, is going to the forest all alone and renouncing everything. So that is not what Buddhi or Buddhi Yoga or Krishna consciousness or Bhakti Yoga means. So that is basically what the discussion is about. And then Krishna, he explains, because it's quite a philosophical discussion. I mean, this is philosophy. Bhagavad Gita is the most profound philosophy. So, but I want you to be aware of the different arguments. Yeah, so the first, let me just quickly go through it, because I think it's important. He's speaking about Sankhya Yoga. It's kind of technical. I haven't still really grasped it completely. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, Krishna is saying, and we all should know this, not by merely abstaining from war can one achieve freedom from reaction, nor by renunciation alone can one attain perfection. So renunciation is good, but just renunciation alone is not enough. This is basically what many of the Mayavadis are doing. They're just very staunch. And, you know, of course, we give them our respect, especially their sannyasis. We offer our obeisances to them. But it's not enough to attain full perfection. They might be on some levels, be more advanced than us. They're very staunch. But Prabhupada says once they go and reach the perfection, which is considered the spiritual sky, they become like one of the... They give up everything. They give up the false ego, and or almost all false ego, I should say. And then they enter the spiritual world, and they basically, it's like it's called spiritual suicide, because they just become the soul, which is 1/10,000th of a tip of a hair, and that's it. And it's just Parvita. He explained it to me. It's just bzzz, and it's like very boring. It's sat chit, but there's no real ananda. It's eternal, it's full of bliss, full of knowledge, but not full of bliss. The bliss we derive from rasa, from relationships, from taste, from love. So that is not really there in the Brahma Jyoti. So then they fall down again. Prabhupada gives the example of the patient. He's sick. And then you just don't kill the body. When you're sick, you cure the body, and then you renounce some things, like for instance sugar or whatever, and then you become better. And then you start your normal life again. It's not that you, when you're sick, you renounce things and then you stop. No, then after you get better, then you have your better life. So that is actually what we're trying to do. We're renouncing something. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, no fish eating, no, you know, all these things. And at the same time, we're trying to focus on our real life, our Krishna conscious life, our life with Krishna, where, you know, in Vrindavan, where, like, for instance, the gopis, the coward girls, they're always conscious of Krishna. They're so attached to Krishna, when he leaves to Mathura, they're still thinking of him, so much so that Prabhupada describes that he didn't left, and he's writing in Krishna book that everyone of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, that's basically us, especially if you're initiated, then you should always have this mood. It's called Vipralamba, being attached in separation. You should always think of Krishna. Where is Krishna? You know, where I want to be with Krishna. The idea is that Prabhupada also describes in the Krishna book that Krishna has so many expansions. But the way Prabhupada explains it is that, of course, you have Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world. But then there's another Krishna. It's actually the same Krishna, different body, same Krishna, same person, different body. And he's going... At least as long as Mahavishnu Swami is breathing out, as long as the material world is manifested, he goes from one universe to the next, you know, basically eternally. And Prabhupada describes that is basically where we will go after this life, if we obtain, like, perfection. And then we get further training. That's how it's described. Of course, there's different options, but that is like the general kind of way Prabhupada describes it, going back to the spiritual world. And you can also read it in Krishna book that some of the gopis, they weren't completely pure yet, and then once they ran to Krishna and left their family and everything, and then they became fully purified, and then they enjoyed Krishna for a full day of Brahma in the rasa dance. Anyway, so that is... that is real renunciation, that we renounce certain, well, basically lust, we renounce material lust, and we try to redirect that material lust towards Krishna, and then it becomes transformed into spiritual lust, which basically means, how can I please Krishna? That's what the gopis were thinking. That's why it's, Prabhupada says, there is no tinge of sex desire. The only desire that the gopis have is, how can we please Krishna? Besides that, the whole rasa dance was performed when Krishna was 8 years old. So there was no real scope for sex. So that is renouncing and working. So Krishna says, just abstaining from work is not enough. And just renouncing everything, that is also not good enough. And then Krishna says, then he gives these very quite heavy verses about Karmendriya Sangyangya Yaasta Manasatsmaran Indriyartan Vimudadma Mitya Chara Sa Uchate Mitya Achar. False behavior, false renunciation. Mitya Achar. That is from text number 6. One who restrains the senses of action, the legs, the genitals, the anus, the hands, the voice, but whose mind dwells on sense objects, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. Mainly Krishna is speaking here, and Prabhupada clarifies in the purport, about these so-called Mayavadis that I described, these yogis. They give a big show. In fact, I used to be one of them. I was like a yoga teacher. And then, you know, I was like 4 days of yoga class and then 3 days of drinking alcohol, you know. So that is a pretender. And that is not very good. And we have to be careful not to bash other devotees on the head with this verse. Because like I already explained, devotees are trying. There's the famous verse, I think it's in the 9th chapter, Apiset Sudaracharo Bachate Mam Ananya Bak. How does it go further? Anyway, it ends with sadhu eva samantavya. That is considered a sadhu. Prabhupada says that's the definition of a sadhu, because that's the line I forgot. It's a little bit embarrassing. That because his determination is fixed. Something drida vrataha, something like that. So because his determination is fixed, that's why he's called a sadhu, even though he has some fall down. So you should be very careful not to call some devotee who has a fall down, to call him a pretender. You know, devotees are just trying, and they're serving Krishna, so there's too much pressure, and then they feel they need to take a step back. The example is given of Gajendra, the elephant. And we can do questions later, otherwise I'll lose my track. Oh, yeah, please give me the line. Just give us the whole verse. And then? Oh. So, Apiset Sudaracharo Bhajate Mam Ananya Bhak Samya Sadra Eva Samantavya. Samyak Ya Vyasato Hisaha. Anyway, I'm a little rusty. But that last one means because his determination is fixed. Which verse is that? Let me just pull it up for you. 9:30. It's an important verse. And especially, we can also see it with Pard Maharaj. It's a little controversial topic. Natya Bihari pointed it out very expertly. That Sukadev Goswami was saying that it was due to his past karma. But then Prabhupada in the purport points out that no, this is not possible. Because, and he quotes Brahma Sangita, if you do devotional service, all your past karma is destroyed. So, you know, Natya Bihari was pointing out that there seems to be a little disagreement between the acharyas. But the point is that, and different devotees have spoken on it during the Bhagavatam class. Yeah, like I said, it's a little bit of a controversial topic. It's not completely clear, at least for myself. But he became attached to that deer. And then I think the way Prabhupada explains it, what I remember, is that by Krishna's mercy, he remembered his previous life, even when he was a deer. Generally, that doesn't happen. So you can see, you know. Like sometimes we speak about Bharat Maharaj as, you know, like what a fool, you know, he messed up. And we can speak about it like that, for sure. That's one of the reasons why it's there. At the same time, many times Prabhupada says, Bharat Maharaj attained perfection in 3 lives, which is not bad, you know. 3 lives, he attained perfection. But at the same time, Prabhupada says we should do it in 1 life. My point is that he was a sadhu, and he was still more or less fixed, you know. And therefore, as the same with Ajamil, therefore Krishna gave them special mercy and he protected them. He protected them. Samyak vyavasita hi saha. He is, samyak means completely, vyavasitaha means something, sitaha means situated, vyava means, I don't know, determination. I don't know exactly where it comes from. Maybe it also becomes from vow. I don't know. Vyavasita, who is situated in his vow, you know? Like, for instance, you have some devotees and they fall down, but they still believe in Krishna, you know? Or they say, yeah, I just left, but I have so much love for Prabhupada, but it was just some problems with the God brothers. So then that means the determination is still fixed. They still have so much love for Prabhupada. And many times we've seen that then at the end of their lives, then somehow or other, by some arrangement, they get again the association of devotees, and they leave with Krishna's name on their lips. So yeah, we should be very, very careful like that. Okay, I ran out of gas, so we have to stop here, because the Kirtan Mela, the Radhes Melos, is coming up starting Friday. And so today we'll have like a warm-up. So I'm sorry there's no room for questions. Please excuse me. So thank you very much. And now it's time for bhajans. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Missed you in Brussels.
I have a present for you.
You have a present for me? Yeah. Dude, you are definitely the man, man. Yeah, I'm going to sing. Every dog has its day, you know? So this is my day, you know? Manu doesn't like to play for me. I'm so advanced, well, you know. Oh, that's what we're chanting?
Yeah,
oh, really? Oh, okay. Just want to make sure.